Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Blubbering mess and crying and snot running down her fucking mouth. Yeah, mama just died, but like, calm down, bitch. Fuck. Welcome to episode number 37. 3 and 7. Last week, what did we do?
We had Julian on.
Yeah, and then after that, it's only been like 4 days since our last podcast, so there hasn't been much shit that's happened. Plus, we're not drinking this month. We're only doing painkillers, benzos, mushrooms, coke,
edibles,
weed, but we've cut out alcohol, so we're on a bit of a health kick.
I bought some kale.
So, yeah, there wasn't too much that happened over the weekend, but let me tell you.
I played a round of golf.
Michael played some golf with Maitland.
It was fun.
And what else? Yeah, that was about it over the weekend. But have we told them about the website yet?
Yeah, well, there's some questions in here asking about that.
But have we told them about the website?
I think we were telling them on Thursday, like, oh, well, the last podcast. But yeah. Like,
I don't really remember much from that podcast.
Had a few wines.
If we haven't heard about it, we're launching our website, right? Where we post all of the shit that got deleted, all that fucked up stuff on there, stuff that no one's ever seen before. And it's a subscription website which starts in December, but you can jump on the waiting list now so you're in first, because we won't be accepting all of you. So get in there, and you can do that by, just look on our Instagram. There's a link in the bio. Click on that, and that'll get you there. All right? Other than that, just fucking try and find it. I don't know where to find it.
Yeah.
And that's that.
That's all there is.
What
else is... Yeah, there's no news, guys. We're just fucking sober, boring fucks now.
Jackson's in Bali with Kristen and Lockie, and we're just fucking like... there's all this admin shit to do, editing, and it's just like, fucking give me a break, man. You know what I mean?
And fucking... What else? We've been exercising...
Started exercising again.
Fuck, it's hard.
It's not fun.
Running is difficult.
Yeah, and like eating well and shit. Everything's just sort of like...
I want to treat so bad, but I just can't. And beer, not drinking beer is like, there's no fucking reason in getting up in the morning anymore. That's what I think.
I wonder if that's what your girlfriend and family also thinks.
Nah, then.
Look. We got the PO box has been exploding with shit you guys are sending us. And so this week we've got this letter here.
You guys have been sending a lot of shit.
From Ryan Martin. Yeah.
All right, should we just get straight to it?
No. Are we doing the PO box now, are we?
Fuck it. We've only got one letter.
You just want to fucking get into it.
I hope it's a scratchy.
All right, fuck it. Let's get into it. I'm too excited. I can't control it. Oh, yeah, and there's birthdays and shit. Just Google it.
Google it. Oh, wow. He sent us a letter. Oh,
yes, I see a love heart.
Ooh.
What's he said?
I can't read.
To the legends, Marty and Michael, you both straight up are funny fuckers. I really enjoy watching your content use post over social media. It makes me laugh heaps. I'd be keen as to meet you both in person whenever. In the past, I've struggled with depression, and your videos have improved my mood as they are hilarious and make me feel better. Keep on being awesome, lads, and I'll see yous soon. And then he's got his number here. His name's Ryan Martin, 0467-212. Let's call him for the prank call.
Yeah. That's who we're
calling. Fuck it, let's call him now. No, call him now. Let's call him now. Wait, his Instagram username is r.maarto. So if you want to go fucking give Risey a follow. And his email, of course, is ryan_martin101@hotmail.com if you want to send him an email.
Jeez, you fucking gave a few shout outs there, eh? Show my call ID is off.
So this is the guy who sent us the letter. This is the PO Box unboxing segment We're calling fans. If you want to send us shit, we will also call you, I think.
Probably. Remember,
let's hope that he answers.
Send human shit. Oh, fuck me. It's 5 o'clock. Everyone's home at 5 o'clock.
Well, looks like we don't get to hear him.
Please leave a short message, and it will be sent as an audio message.
Hello, it's Craig here, and Ryan, I'm in your room. I'm in your room, Ryan. So don't come in. Don't come in the room. Oh shit.
Oh, dude, alright, let's call him off without the fucking private, because I reckon he's just not answering private.
But that's a pretty solid prank call already, dude, to start things off. Like, I know he can hear, but like, he got that voice message, he'll be freaking out.
He'll answer this time.
Alright, we've taken Michael's phone off of private. It's good to hear that we make you feel better, right?
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Oh, yeah, leave another banger. Voice message.
As an audio message.
A special officer PI here, just letting you know that you someone in your room, so don't go in there. His name's Craig. So,
oh.
He's gonna have two banger prank call voice messages, and he's gonna flip his shit. So I know that wasn't officially a prank call, but you can imagine his reaction. I want you to think about what he would have looked like hearing that.
Use your brain.
Really, really intense prank there.
So remember, guys, if you want to send us shit, it's here.
Send us shit. Like, send us a number of someone you want us to call. We'll call them straight away.
Just PO boom. Box 256 Tagum 4018 Queensland, Australia.
And like, you could even write like a little note at the bottom, being like, if something you want us to say to them. Obviously, the prank calls will be much better than what I just did.
Look, we got fan art from last week.
Yeah, there's a huge shit that we're diving into behind us. For those of you watching on Spotify.
True.
And bloody what else? Yeah, so the PO Box segment is going off. It is like taking this podcast to the next level. Thank you for your letter, Ryan. You're a fucking legend.
Answer your phone next time. Don't go calling me every day. Now you got my number. All right.
It is time for our guest segment. And I know last week we had very disappointing, like Julian Woods. Who the fuck is that? We had him on, and he sort of just wouldn't stop fucking
trains,
talking.
Graffiti, drugs. Oh man, that's all just, that cunt thinks about.
And no one really knows who he is or anything, other than, you know, his very, very close friends know who he is.
Just,
but he's, you know, even his normal friends don't really remember his name. So yeah. Sorry to put that on you, but this week we've stepped it up in class. This guy, right? All he does is social media now. He's one of them influencer type boys. He's known best for being a convicted sex offender. Please welcome Maitland Hanley.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. If you run an e-commerce business, you know how much work it takes to produce something great while dealing with complicated shipping issues. That's why over 130,000 companies have turned to ShipStation, an innovative tool that allows you to focus less on shipping and more on building your brand. With ShipStation, you can manage orders, label printing, reporting, and customer service on one easy-to-use dashboard. You'll reduce warehouse costs with reliable enterprise solutions and save thousands on shipping costs with discounts up to 89% off. Plus, you can effortlessly import orders from everywhere you sell online. So, turn your shipping challenges into opportunities for growth. Go to ShipStation.com and use code POD to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, code POD.
Maitland's wearing a...
I've actually been trying to perfect this look for a while now.
Maitland's greased his hair back, his hair down. And he's wearing some sort of porn star glasses, and is wearing his new merch, All Round.
Yeah, this is All Round, so you can get it at martyandmichael.com.
It is actually quite nice material, so nice if you want to have a feel, buy it.
You have to feel the belly button.
Mm. Okay, it's a little weird, but all right, I'll
feel
that belly button.
That's nice, that's nice.
Yeah, so Maitland, how the fuck are you, my brother?
Sorry, man, transformation. Yeah, I'm feeling good, I'm feeling good. I feel like I'm on the number one podcast in the world.
In the country so far, but you know, it's growing, it's getting out there.
Yep.
But all of our thousands of listeners want to know, who the fuck are you?
I'm like a knockoff version of you.
Okay.
But a little bit worse. A little bit worse.
So go like, on.
No, I'm just a small time influencer. Started from the bottom. Now
I'm all round.
We're here. All round.
And how long ago did you want to start making movies? Tell us your pre-social media life.
Yeah, actually, I used to live in Ayers Rock. It's in the middle of the fucking desert.
Really?
Yeah, nothing to do there. So I started making weird videos and people around there were like, oh, that guy's really a fucking idiot. Not funny at all.
Mm.
And I still get that most of the time with most of my videos. But I get views.
Yeah.
And that's all it's about. Views. It's about the views. Exactly. So I was out there for 2 years. I was doing all my shiznit. And then I come back here.
How long ago?
Oh, maybe like a year and a half ago. Because I went traveling for 6 months.
Oh, so fuck all. You've only just really come back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I was traveling around the world for 6 months when I left the desert. And then I come back here to Brisbane. And I just started doing more videos and it just started to take off.
What were you doing whilst doing videos?
Oh, most of the time I'd wank.
Yeah.
That's what, 93% of the time.
Hard to and monetize.
The other 7% of the time I was a personal trainer.
Oh, okay. But,
so I did that at the same time as the other 93%. Anyway.
So you were PTing until very recently when you were able to quit your job, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I was PTing and then I went to laboring again. I started laboring again and then I ended up quitting my job like 4 months ago.
Fuck
and
yeah.
And just became full-time, part-time Marty.
He's now a full-time social media person. Makes enough money from Facebook and YouTube and everything else so that we don't have to fucking work.
Exactly.
Hey.
Exactly.
So how long a process would you say from filming your first little fucking Ayers Rock fuck-off videos to now?
I think I've been doing this for a minute. And 2 years and 2 months.
Oh, wow. So not that long.
Yeah, about 2 years and 2 months worth of fuckery.
So what was the how did we meet? So
all right, this is a good story. So one day I was walking down a beach and it was sunny, the sun was just setting a little bit. And I kicked a shell, all right.
And then we said, hey, come film.
And then about 3 months later I got a message from you guys actually saying hey, would you like to help us with our videos and stuff? And I was like, that's pretty honorary. Is that a word?
Honorary. It is, yeah. I'm going to allow it.
That's pretty honorary, which means that's fucked up. So I did it and it was one of the best decisions ever because
you got to work with, you know, the best and learn from the best. And of course, if you learn how to be the best, it's quite a handy skill to take away.
Exactly. I met Bosley.
Yeah.
It was the best day of my life.
Too, yeah.
And then you guys also, like, you're all right. You're pretty good. You have some followers. That's all right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. So there you go. So what would you say you're most well known for from so far? Like, are you getting stopped in the streets yet? Are you getting people asking you for pictures and shit?
Yeah. Yeah. It turns me on so much. If you see me in the street and you want a photo, please get a photo with me because I'll get a half chub straight away.
Huge straight ego away. Boost. Huge.
Exactly. I have a big fucking head, but it gets bigger. It gets bigger. I'm starting to get noticed. People are starting to ask for photos and shit like that. And I love it, man. Like, I love it. I love that. All right, shit.
So what type of videos would you say you make for those of you who've never seen your shit?
More like, I would say more PG to M15 plus range, pranks and challenges, I guess. So yeah, like we do like a lot of, this is why I say like I'm the knockoff Marty, because a lot of people at the start of when I started doing shit, would always call like me, like us, Marty and Michael, because I do stuff with another dude called Tyson, aka Big Ted.
Yeah.
So a lot of people would say that we were the same as you. But then again, I get everyone in my videos. Like, I'm not a duo. That's not me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just me. And then I get everybody that is close to me in videos. I just love getting everyone involved. So, yeah.
All round.
All round. We're just basically all round.
Have you ever seen a dead body?
Yes, I have. Yeah, I have.
Go into detail, please.
Yep. Okay. Oh, it just pops up. it's actually fucked. It was my granddad. So in New Zealand, because I'm from New Zealand, sorry. We do like open casket funerals.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. And so for like the 2 or 3 days leading up to the actual funeral, my granddad was open casket in the living room. So like I'll be watching TV and right behind me, yeah, is my granddad. Like,
could you touch him?
I didn't touch it. I looked at him and like I was like,
"Well, oh, don't flies weird. And like, shit come?"
No flies.
Did he have they makeup on?
He had makeup on. He looked really good.
If I was one of those, what do they call them? The people who deal with bodies and make them nice?
Pedophiles?
No, the makeup dead men.
The people
crematorium.
Yeah, you think that you put like a smile on them and maybe try and pin the eyes open a little bit?
Yeah, no, there was
maybe
none
get
of
them
that.
sit them up and like folding their hands and just a like bit of a smile
with a gang super pose with a gang pose and everything.
Yeah, like you know, make it a bit more you know personable. But yeah, those are pretty. That's pretty fucked up to have to stare at your dead grandfather yeah, for a man. While.
I just put like my Instagram tag on him. My Instagram handle
smart.
On his chest.
Yeah,
and
that's
like
smart.
It's a bit of growth. It was a bit of growth.
Yeah.
It's great
yeah.
marketing. It's yeah. guerrilla marketing.
Thanks, man.
How long you've had some fucking big whopper virals with you with your bird, Jess.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how'd you meet Jess?
Oh wow. Jess and I have been together for like 7 years now, actually. We met in high school. Yeah.
You gonna marry her? He's proposing. Oh. Yes.
No.
Oh.
No, yeah. We will. We will one day.
Oh, there you go.
It'll happen. We'll have kids and then I'll start a family channel.
Yeah, fuck yeah. That's where them CPMs are at.
You need the glasses back on.
So 7 years ago, so how'd you guys meet at school? And then what? You were just walking around like you were just like you were bullying some little fucking fat redhead kid, slapping his belly, and Jess was like a few meters away and asked you to stop, and you turned around and
punched her in the fucking head.
And then after you served your detention or whatever, that's when you sort of started talking to her.
I used to hang out with like the two different groups. I was like the football group or whatever the fuck they were.
The jocks. Yeah,
the jockers. And also the weed smoking group. So I hung out with both
the
of
stoners.
Those groups. Yeah, just in the midst. I would just jump in between them. And Jess actually...
You
like,
were going all round.
I was going all round.
Around the groups.
www.allroundbymaitland.com. That's where I was going. But yeah, so I was in between them two. Most of them fucking hated me, to be honest, just because I was like... was a bit of a douchebag, and Jess thought I was a douchebag as well. And then one day, like, she was like, "This douchebag has a big douche
bag
and a bag." Mm. And then from then on, it was just love.
So she hated you.
She didn't hate me, but she didn't really like me that much, to be honest. It was
and
like
then
a
what did you do to change her mind? You must have done something.
I think I kissed her.
That'll do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we've all fucking been there.
Yeah, I think that was it.
Matt Brown from Excel now. Matt, it's been a very confusing day. Matthew Brown's wearing a shirt that says Excel on it, not wholesome. E-X-C-E-L.
And he's getting ready to fight you?
So,
he's just moving the shoulders.
Matthew Brown from Excel. It's a concreting company.
It doesn't sound as good.
It's a sister company. So Holcim has a younger sister.
Sisters suck. Sisters
and,
suck.
Matthew also, does a bit of work for Excel. And then, of course, obviously, you'll go back to Excel's older brother, Holcim, and just go and report at how well the younger sister was. Almost like babysitting companies. You're babysitting different concreting companies, as far as I'm aware. Based in Milton. Based in Milton there. He's sort of supervising some pretty large parts of the company there. So Holcim. But Excel is the sister company of Holcim. Any other sister companies or like brothers or dad or...
Cousins.
All right, so most of the big companies are related. So very incestual up there.
Macca's and Hungry Jack's,
isn't it?
Really, they're cousins. Fuck.
So you've launched your cheeky little merch.
I have. I'm wearing some right now.
So all around. So what's the plan with that? What do you want to do with that?
So it's kind of like, I don't really like to call it merch, but I do. So that's fucked. It's like 50-50. So it's like 50% merch, 50% apparel, and then I want to fuck the merch off and then just have like an apparel line and become the next Nike. You know what I mean?
That would be nice.
Matt just held up a piece of paper that said, ask him about his MMA training. And then he placed the book back down and he's sort of just nodding while I'm explaining what he did. And
that's very articulate.
Just wearing that Excel
You're actually
shirt.
A really good writer as well.
He's wearing that Excel shirt.
What were we just talking about before Matt rudely interrupted us with
a piece of paper?
All round.
Oh yeah, all round. Yeah. So you want to start your fashion line?
Yeah, I want to start.
And so what about what's the 5-year plan? What do you want to do in 5 years' time? Where are you going to be?
I want to live with you guys, like just maybe Done. In the basement. Mm-hmm. Just in the basement. That's all I want. All
right. Yeah.
And you just feed me scraps every now and then.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And if Bosley just comes in every now and then as well, and like, because then I get warm with some cuddles, some puppy cuddles.
I don't know if he'd be around for 5 years, hopefully.
Like let's give him at least 5 or 6.
Well, I'd he's like getting that. Pretty old.
Yeah, he's sleeping, isn't he? I think.
Yeah. So move in with us. What else? Yep. What else do you want to be doing in 5 years?
Oh, I'm hoping this apparel line. This is going to take off in the next 5 years. I'd say that's like a long term thing. Obviously, the followers don't mean as much, but I do want to be able to have like a million on every platform in the next 5 years, definitely. Just be a multi-millionaire, bro. Like be a multi-millionaire, be able to travel wherever the fuck I want, whenever the fuck I want.
All right, so the plan is to just fucking grow.
Yep.
Bank a fuckload of cash.
Yep.
And live in our basement.
Yeah, yeah. Because if I have cash, man, like, I'm sure your basement's going to be massive. Like, yous will obviously be multi-billionaires by that time. So, your basement will be like a normal person's
house.
Mansion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I can see that. Yeah, that makes sense.
Mm. So,
that's a good 5-year plan.
It's not a bad plan.
Not bad.
Oh, we've got one question for Maitland.
Okay.
All right. This question is, yeah, I have one. That's what they're saying.
That's a good question, man.
How did he get such a hot girlfriend?
Oh, fucking Dodgy's yes. having a crack. Fucking Dodgy. Fucking Dodge having a...
I guess we've sort of explained that
We've
before.
Explained that, but Dodgy, just one thing to say. Talk about my girlfriend again, I'll break your fucking neck.
Yeah, fucking Dodgy, you dog. So what are some of your... before we go into the questions, I just remembered this little sign that Matt held up.
Mm-hmm.
Wants me to ask about your MM. So what are your hobbies? You like to punch, fucking kick shit.
Yeah, I actually haven't even talked about this to any of my followers ever. Like it's been like top secret until this very moment right now.
Breaking news. The Marty and Michael podcast.
Exclusives.
Maitland Hanley does MMA, bro.
I've been in and out of mixed martial arts for a long time. When I was a kid, I started, and I've been real hard back into it at the moment. No one knows, none of my followers know, so if you're watching this now, then now you know. Anyway, I want to fight, bro. Like that's in the next 5 years as well. That would probably be in the
So you want to have a cheeky, like an influencer fight thing?
Nah, fuck that. I want a real fight, man. Like I wouldn't mind an influencer fight just to get my name out there more. Like I'll just use them for clout.
Yeah, yeah.
So like if KSI needs someone for an MMA fight, like fuck boxing, but if he wants an MMA fight, then KSI, I'm pretty much on your level. I have almost almost the amount of followers you had 10 years ago. So think about it.
All right, let's fucking get into some questions, eh? And we'll have a go at answering them. Are there good questions this week, Michael?
Yes. This one's from MJ Clouts. What's the website thing? We explained that earlier.
So it's just a waiting list to get. So we will only be, once the website is live, we will only be accepting the first thousand people to go that sign up onto the website. So only 1,000 people will be able to see the content on there. So if you want to jump on the waiting list, go to our Instagram in the bio, click on it and just type your email and you're done. Take you 2 minutes. That's what that is. All right, it's just all our deleted content going on the website. Next question.
This one's from Jaden Hawes. Have you thought about starting to vlog?
No, not at the moment. Maybe in like a year's time when some of our other projects can take a bit of a backseat. But yeah, we would do the best fucking vlogs.
I was a vlogger for a while.
Yeah.
4 months straight, every single day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Holy fucking balls. There you go. Mm-hmm. So you've got a shitload of content.
Thanks. Maitland Hanley.
Maitland Hanley vlogs on YouTube.
Oh, fuck. That is on it. Yeah. YouTube. That's it.
Yeah. So vlogging soon, but not like maybe in like, I don't know, a year or something.
You should be good at it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I just want to make sure when we start that we don't ever stop.
Yeah.
Like this fucking podcast makes it. Oh, I'm not going to get into it, but next question.
Bentley with double Y at the end, .1. What was our favorite TV shows when we were younger?
And what do we think of the Logan Paul case? I only saw the highlights. It looked very sloppy. You can tell they're not boxers and they just look real tired and just throwing haymakers straight. Like, yeah, but that's what you get when you.
Logan had a little bit of technique, like he could throw jabs. But that's all he was really throwing. Then the uppercut that dropped KSI, that was alright. Yeah, KSI fights real sloppy, man.
Yeah, I didn't
pretty
watch
disgusting.
It.
But more importantly, what was your favorite kid shows when you were younger?
Johnson and Friends.
What do we have? What's that?
Hey Arthur.
Hey Arthur. Bloody fuck. What else?
Arnold. Rocco's Modern Life.
Marty didn't watch Okey any cartoons.
Play School.
Noddy.
Play School was good.
Noddy.
Still is.
Fucking Brum.
I don't think I watched TV.
We only had sugar noodles.
Yeah, we only watched Mum make sugar noodles and then we ate them.
Now you've got a big spleen.
Shit.
Diabetes.
What was your favourite kid show?
Mine? Oh, fuck. I'm pretty like different in age brackets here. I'd say like Dragon Ball Z. Yeah. I didn't mind some Dragon Ball Z.
Pokemon went down all right.
Yeah, I didn't mind some Pokemon to start with.
All right, this one's from Mitchelton_. Do you guys sleep in a king or queen bed?
I can't imagine sleeping in anything other than a king mattress now.
I was going to go for the extra king, but yeah, apparently it's hard to find sheets and shit for it, so I just settled for a king.
And like double beds, my fucking feet hang off the end.
Yeah, and it's just especially when you sleep next to someone, it's so fucking cramped. When I go to my girlfriend's house, I pissed her bed, so I can't. But like, I fucking like hate it because yeah, your legs hang off and you move and you're right next to him. I need a bit of room. I need like pillows around me and shit.
Michael doesn't like to be touched.
Yeah, sometimes, especially in summer, it's too hot.
Good question. Great question. King mattresses only. Only.
What about you, Maitland?
I think I have a queen bed, man. I'm not going to lie. But it's Jess's. It's Jess's bed. It's her fault.
Yeah.
Let's blame it on
her,
please.
We'll maybe break up.
It's been 7 years, so I think it's time.
This one's from Lachlan McDonald. With a few dots in the end, your name's too long. What inspired you to be who you are right now? And what's it like to be famous?
What's inspired you to be who you are right now? Just the fucking, the joy it brings us to see someone laughing.
Mm. Oh.
It's like a drug. It's like doing a cheeky line.
Yeah, or even just, I'll just do shit to make myself laugh.
Yeah,
laughing. I think just the love of laughter has sort of shaped our life.
And I feel like it's better when you do it like with your homies as well, right? It makes it that much
better.
It's just easier
to get a laugh with the boys.
Yeah, exactly.
You get the boys there and
the freedom. What about that? The freedom.
A laugh, tell a story.
The kick-ons.
I can get your fucking cock out and have a fucking laugh, you know? Fucking punch a hole in the wall, cunt. Have a fucking couple of drugs. Fucking knock some dog out. having a few laughs with the boys. That's what's inspired us. Fucking dog shot the bitch. Fucking dog shot her.
Yeah,
the boys. Get the boys around. We'll have a laugh. That's why we're here. And the second part of that question, what's it like being famous? Look, it's pretty awesome it's pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. But the longer the sort of, you notice people just staring at when you walk around now, like we can't go out high anymore. We tried to go out high in public the other day and it's just a bit like,
it's fucking paranoia. It's the same conversation every time. Hey man, are you that guy that makes videos? And then you just, yeah, you say yeah, or then half the time people don't even say that, they just look at you,
which is fine. You don't have to ask anything other than that and you can get his photos and it's fine. But just a con of being recognized is, yeah, you just can't ever really relax when you're out in public.
Yeah.
Anymore. You'll see.
What about you?
I get paranoid actually. Like I'm nowhere near where you guys are at, but obviously I still get people come up to me and ask for photos and everything. I actually get paranoid now. Like I get anxious when I go out and people are looking at me and I'm wondering, like, are they looking at me because they know me, or are they looking at me like because I have a fucking booger in my nose or there's shit stains running down my legs? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just get real paranoid about it.
Yeah, it's not, it's good, like it is awesome, like fuck, it is,
yeah, I wouldn't change it.
It is a beautiful little byproduct of making videos, but like, yeah, there are some things that you just cannot undo now. You can't undo being recognized. That's just there forever, so you better be fucking okay with it, because if you're not, you're fucked.
All right, this one's from Hayley Marie _
is me,
and she's asked, if you could ask anyone, dead or alive, a question, what would it be?
And who would you ask it to?
Yeah, and who?
I would ask Steve Irwin why he didn't get out of the way when that barb was shot at him. I'd be like, why the fuck did you stay there? Like, just move out of the way. If you see a barb from a stingray's ass coming at you, like, just move out of the way and then continue living a normal life. I sort of half think it was, you know, a bit of a suicide.
No, that's fair. What about you, Maitland?
Me. Maybe Jeffrey Epstein. And I'll just say, why'd you kill yourself? He didn't. Nah. He didn't kill. That's a conspiracy. But you know what I mean? I want to know who killed him, because that's a conspiracy that runs me into the ground naked.
I don't know who that is yet.
You don't know him?
Find out.
Oh, he's someone that was really important, apparently, and he died.
I'd ask this cunt why his teeth are this bad.
Stephen Hawking. Michael held up a photo of Stephen Hawking's for those of you listening on Spotify. And yeah, his teeth are horrific. You'd think that the carer would not only suck him off daily, but also brush his teeth for him.
Yeah. It blows my mind.
And like, can he even eat? Like, doesn't he just eat, like, absorb food through his skin or something?
Yeah, he was that evolved.
Was he like a reptilian or something?
Well, maybe it's just because he didn't use his teeth at all. Maybe that's why they're like that.
Yeah.
Whatever the reason, he didn't really need teeth. He needed better legs.
Or a nervous system.
Oh, no. Or nervous system.
Yeah. Nervous? Or nerve system. A nerve system.
Whatever system it is, he needed it.
Oh, we're going to hell. This is from Mitchell_Lindoris. Would you rather fuck a dog or let a dog fuck you? I'd probably fuck a dog.
It's a tough one, because a dog dick isn't that big, and like the pain it would cause a dog if we were to, like, if I fuck even a dog as big as Bozzy, if I fucked him, I would, not only would there be just a severe sense of betrayal on his butt, like I can imagine the face he'd be giving me, it would tear his ass. It would tear and physically hurt him. I'd have to take him to the vet.
Oh.
So and I'd probably if I could pick the dog, I'd probably pick like maybe a chihuahua, and I'd just pull the old cheeks apart and let the little fucking thing have a go until it was done. And then, I just let a little chihuahua just do its thing, and then just, you know, it's not like,
yeah,
it wouldn't barely be able to film it and feel it.
No, I can see that.
So I would let the dog fuck me as long as it was a chihuahua. I draw the line at like cattle dog sized dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I would do the fucking. Great question.
I could just fuck the dog. Micro penis, bro. Micro penis gang. Doesn't matter. Won't hurt it.
Lucky. Mm. Yeah. Lucky fuck.
Yeah.
Michael?
Yeah, I'd fuck the dog.
Mm.
Sick. You guys are sick.
The same dog?
I guess so.
All right. Okay.
That's all of questions.
All right, that is the end of our question segment. That is also the end of our guest segment with Maitland Hanley. If you haven't already, go check him out on social media, Facebook or the YouTube, Instagram.
Just at Maitland Hanley.
Just fucking have a geese, all right? Have a geese at what he does and show a bit of support for your fellow fucking true blue Aussie, right? He's a battler. He's fucking come from straight from Ayers Rock, filming bloody videos there. And fucking here he is. Look at him.
Look at me.
Got a fucking moustache on. He's got a fucking moustache. Fucking hell.
Should I stay here or just go?
I don't know.
That's all there is.
Thanks for coming on, brother. We'll fucking see you tomorrow.
Thanks for having me. Yeah. I guess I'll just get my shit and I'll just fuck off then.
All right, homie Jesus, you fucking be strong and wise and don't ever let anyone
masturbate me. I'm going to go play golf now. Thank you.
Have fun.
All right, Connor, make sure you cut all of Maitland. Oh, shit, he heard me. Here he is.
He knows.
Imagine that was your laugh.
Connor, obviously don't cut all of Maitland, but leave in me saying Connor cut all of Maitland. I think that's quite humorous.
It's
so,
quite a nice joke.
And everything that we're saying right now, also leave this in. It's also quite humorous. It's almost like a little bit of like behind the scenes almost audio. Yeah. As we prepare for the next
it's
segment.
Like we're in the staff room right now.
We're in the
staff room.
We're in the realm of possibilities. So yeah, no, it's great. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a really good feeling. Thanks. We're not doing a prank call this week because we got the mother of all prank calls for next week. All right. So plus we've already sort of done a prank call by calling.
Let's try them again.
Okay. We're going to try the prank call again. This person sent us a letter.
Ryan, isn't it?
A letter in the mail.
Fucking answer, Ryan.
Fuck. Should I leave another message? I think I'll leave another message.
Oh, hello. Ryan. Is your mother here? Don't go in your room. There's someone in your room, Ryan. Don't go in there.
His name's Craig.
Is anyone? Is your mom? I'll see you at dinner.
Oh, man. He's going to be so freaked out, man. Oh, fuck man. Me. Imagine hearing that, cunt. You'd fucking lose your shit, cunt. Fucking three messages all saying some cunt's in his fucking room. He's losing it, cunt, eh? You fucking flipping it, cunt. He's fucking losing his shit, right, man. I can fucking see it, cunt, eh? All right, we're going to finish the episode with a really special treat.
Segment change name, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, so this segment has been renamed. And this is just a segment where we just basically talk about an old story or stories that fit the theme. And it's just crazy shit that's happened to us. And then this week the stories are titled Times Michael's Been Hit by Cars.
Yeah, that's a good title for it.
These are the stories. Dun dun! Also, just before we get into the story, I sort of noticed Judge Judy's been walking around where she lives and completely shitless. So if anyone who lives near her listens to the podcast, don't forget, please Hashtag someone throw human shit at Judge Judy's back.
The center of her back.
I see the hashtag popping up in some of our videos. Keep it going. I really want to fire this hashtag up. Hashtag somebody throw human shit at Judge Judy's back.
Some hot goop shit.
Oh, some fart lava. Some sticky gut gruel.
Oh, some hard fluff.
Some smelly flop.
Some stinky gas.
Some Bernie arts.
Fart lava is the funniest one, though. Some goop shit. Oh. All right, so there's been two times that I've been hit by a car. The first time was when we were in Europe in Paris. We were on a pub crawl. And this is the same night we got arrested.
Yeah, so this is the beginning of the us getting arrested story, but yeah.
So as we were, yeah, walking to the club with the bar crawl, with the pub crawl to the fucking bar that we got arrested at, it was like on the main street of Paris where that fucking, I don't know what it's called.
Arc de Triomphe or yeah. Some dog shit.
It was on the same road as that. And we're walking down with everyone and I was so intoxicated at 20 years old. I still get this intoxicated and I'm 29 years old, so I've learned heaps. But I got in front of a car on the main street and the tour guide that day said, if you stand in front of a car, they will hit you.
It was a red light when you walked out on the road and then you stood in front of it
I
and
stayed
waited
there.
For the what light to go green to test this theory.
Because it's like, yeah, exactly. I was a scientist. And then the car fully, like I was dancing in front of it. And then all the boys, you guys were like, I don't know, maybe 50 meters down the street or 100 meters down the street on your way to the club. And then all of a sudden the car like hits me and puts me up on its bonnet. And it was a taxi driver. So he hated me. And he just started flying down the road with me on the bonnet. And it went from like fun to scary real quick. We were probably going like 60 Ks an hour. Anyway, I go flying past you. You guys are walking down on the street. You look to your right and there's me on the car bonnet flying at 60 kilometers an hour, screaming my ass off in fear. And then the cunt slams the brakes on. I slide like 10 meters down the road and then bang, I pop up and I'm completely fine.
Yeah, so the car was stopped. Michael was like just dancing in front of it and then it took off, scooped him onto the bonnet and then the fucking dog drove him down the road and skinned the cunt.
Yeah. All in all, I came out clean. I was fine. Survived that one.
So fuck you.
Taxi Paris.
Paris.
The second one.
The second
now,
one.
Now, I hope to God that the people...
Who did it?
Who I did this to / they did this to me aren't listening. Because fuck, I reckon he would kill me. And Matt was there with me from Wholesome. You were there with me and he was fucking angry. But I was pretty mad too. All right, we were on a highway and it was me driving home with Matt from Wholesome.
And it was very bad traffic, so I was just crawling along.
It was on a highway and we're literally just crawling. It was, we're going at like 5 Ks an hour. So I was drinking. I decided to go have a piss. So I got out of the car and pissed on the side of the road. I was probably like, I was well off the edge for them to not hit me. So yeah, Matt was like 30 meters away. And then I like finished my piss. I started running to the car. And then all of a sudden, I wasn't on the road. I was on the side of the walking part of the road. This guy has seen me pissing and he's just come and fucking just, I don't know how he got me onto his car, but he sort of knocked me and then I sort of jumped onto the side, like lucky the wheel didn't go over my foot. Anyway, I realized that what he was doing, because I wasn't on the road, he shouldn't have hit me. And I just had him pissing himself. He was just cackling with his girlfriend, laughing at me, like they were proud that they hit me with their car. And yeah, then I just felt a whole lot of rage. And I I'm not gonna say I spat on them,
but he did spit.
But
on
I
the girl.
Did spit. No, not on the girl. On both. On both of them.
All right. So he's not saying that he spat, but he spat on both of them.
Yeah. So take it for what you will.
And then the guy.
Oh, dude, he got so cranky, so cross. And yeah, basically, I realized, like, fuck, it's on now. And he was 10 times bigger than me. So I'm sprinting to Matt Brown from Wholesome's car. And I'm just like, Matt, get ready. I was like, we're going to have to fucking go up the side lane. Like, and I'm like, drive, drive, drive. I get in the car, slam the door. He's like, what happened? I was like, just drive. And Matt's like, I can't fucking drive. If he ever saw me, I reckon he'd kill me. I didn't only just spit on him. I spat on his girlfriend as well.
And she was pregnant.
I hope so.
And she had a newborn in her arms.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Gorilla Man 3000, Matt from Wholesome, looks in the rear vision mirror, looks back, and he's just hunting me down. I get in the car, yell out, go, go, go. Matt's like, where the fuck can we go? It's a traffic jam on the highway. And then he comes and he just takes a big swing, hits Matt's car in the side. There's a big dent there now. And how do we get away? Yeah, so as we're leaving, he just took one big swing at the car, hit it, and then I think we took a turn off, and then we had to sort of fucking hide. We were scared for a while, weren't we? So that's the time I got hit by a car and spat on a couple.
Two times so far. And of course, his ambition is to increase that to 5 times by the time he's 40. Because they're just great stories. So, and just remember, we get hit by cars, so you don't have to. So don't go and dance in front of Perusian's cars. And don't spit on pregnant women. Like Michael did.
I'm not going to say I did.
So he's not saying that he did spit on them, but, you know, he spat on both of them.
Yeah.
All right, but he's not saying that he did it, but if you listen, he is saying that he spat on both of them. That's what he's saying.
Listen in between the lines.
Yeah, but he's not, you know, like he's not saying it, but he's just telling you what he did.
It's like a riddle.
Yeah, it's almost like a
poem,
a haiku.
What's a haiku?
A haiku poem.
Haiku, like acrostic?
Yeah, you get the letters, an acrostic poem. It's Sudoku.
I'm like a rapper.
It's
wordplay. He fucking deserved everything he got. If you're going to hit me with a car, and you don't fucking cut that, Connor. I don't regret anything. You don't fucking hit someone with your car and then laugh at it. Man, he could have... I had no shoes on. My feet are everything to me.
It's all he has.
Everyone knows that. I always take care of my feet and my toenails. And yeah, so like, he deserved every... And then they're pissing themselves in front of my face. Ha, 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 ha. Straight on her... Both.
But he's not saying that he...
Yeah, take it for what, you know?
Read between the gullies.
Listen in between the spit.
All right, guys. That is the time Michael got hit by cars. All right, so next week we're... we got... Fuck me, you wait. Also, guys, remember, if you want to be part of our new super exciting segment, PO Unboxing, and you want to send us some shit... You want us to call someone, just send us a letter with their number and tell us what you want us to say. There it is right there. PO Box 256 Tagum, 4018 Queensland, Australia. All right. So
also get on the waiting list, guys.
Yeah, don't forget our little website. But you'll be seeing more of that anyway. So stay tuned and don't ever look the elderly.
The best.
We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best.